Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. I'm sorry I've been away for a while. I really do need a break from time to time. These days, I need more breaks than I used to. I'll catch you up on everything that's going on with me, but not today. I just want to say hello and welcome me back. Welcome back, me. I don't know if this is how this works at all, but nice to be back, me. Thank you. I think I'm back. Let's find out. FaithWire. And so the title pisses me off. Here we go. FaithWire. Students up in arms after board member calls for prayer at meetings. It would be very helpful. All right, let's try to parse this if we can. First of all, students up in arms. What does that mean? What does that even mean? What does it mean for students to be up in arms? Tell me, when you think students up in arms, what comes to mind? I mean, protests from the 60s, you know, chaos, riots. Students up in arms, at least some loud, disrespectful yelling, something. I can tell you none of that is a part of this. This is a very prejudicial title. And if I were editing this piece, I would send it back and have them at the very least retitle it, possibly rewrite it. Because this isn't news. This is just editorial at this point. And if they sent back another one that was anything like this, I would fire them. They would not even get a third chance to do this badly. So, students up in arms, obviously, these are Christians. Because their writing standards, their journalistic standards, are shitty. They're just terrible. Okay, so in the title, we're still in the title, after board member calls for prayer. Board member. I really wish they had said school board member. The title's already long, so at least be descriptive. After school board member calls for prayer, because at least now we know what we're talking about, right? And school board member calling for prayer, it's illegal in these United States. It is still illegal because a school board meeting is an official school meeting. It's still school. Right? So, okay. Yeah, it's not an after-school club. It's school. It's officially school. So, and then in the prayer, it would be very helpful, is the quote. Again, I find that quote not very helpful. This is a terrible title. Enough journalistic criticism, though. Although, honestly, Christians who actually know a little bit about writing, you should be upset with this, too. I'm just saying. You got to have some standards somewhere, right? And this is just not even truth in advertising. So, we have a video. I'm doing this podcast a little bit off the cuff, but I want to include this video, or at least I want to include some of the audio in this video. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a way to insert some audio. I'm not going to turn this into a video. I will insert some audio from this so that you can hear it, because it's important enough for you to hear it. Let's go. One school board member in Prosser, Washington, suggested opening meetings with prayer. But a handful of students, as well as an atheist advocacy group, were none too pleased with the idea. That's already better than the title. I'm not even sure that handful qualifies right here, but because I think there were two, but we'll read on. last week, Frank Vermulm. Frank, can we just call him Frank? A member of the Prosser School Board brought up the prospect of opening meetings with prayer, according to the Tri-City Herald. He suggested he, or a pastor, deliver an invocation because the community has a lot of issues. That's in quote, a lot of issues. And could, again in quotes, use some divine intervention. First of all, what are the issues? He doesn't actually state the issues. We do have a recording of this. So this is one of the reasons I want to play you the audio from this meeting. The video isn't really helpful. Just some people sitting around a table. But you'll get to hear it, and he never actually talks about the issues. It's just issues. We got not just issues. We've got a lot of issues. And could use some divine intervention. I could stop here. I could just stop this short right here. As I ask the question that I ask periodically, how does prayer work? How does this work? What is he even asking for? What is he calling for? When he says he's got some issues that could use some divine intervention, are there issues that don't need divine intervention? You know, are there some issues where he thinks, oh yeah, I can take care of this myself? And then others where he says, oh no, these require divine intervention. How does that work? Someone just theologized to me on the board. You know where to go and you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Just log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Away? It doesn't matter where you put it on the board. I will see it. You can, in fact, send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. I will repeat this all again if you weren't writing it down. And why are you writing it down? It's a podcast. You can pause it. You can just open up your browser and go right to it. We'll go over it again. Don't worry about it. So someone tell me, what issues require divine intervention and which ones don't? And who is this guy to be able to tell the difference? Because he's got some issues, and he thinks that the community has a lot of issues that require divine intervention. How does he know that those issues weren't put there by God? Remember, this is the best possible world. This is it right here. Nothing goes on in this world that does not make it the best possible world. These might be issues that God put in place for his purpose. Now you're asking God to intervene in his issues? What makes you think that you know that there are issues that require divine intervention? What does that even mean? Next point, divine intervention. You arrogant prick. You believe in a God who is ever present, who is there all the time, watching over everything all the time, especially you good Christians in your community. What makes you think he's not already divinely intervening? Why do you think you have to do an illegal prayer at a public school board meeting to get God to intervene? Do you worship the kind of God that who will only act if you pray illegally? And then get some persecution points when you're slapped down. then he'll intervene. Are you not praying already, Frank? You know who you are. Are you not praying already? Every day? Several times a day? At school? In your own head? You know, where your God exists? So why do you think those prayers are not enough? How does prayer work? In this community of good Christians, aren't a lot of Christians praying every day, several times a day? And then don't you go to your club meetings, church, on the weekends and maybe during the midweek and pray some more about these specific issues that you just say are a lot of issues? Don't you? So how, there's a lot of prayer. I'm assuming this. Maybe none of you cats pray. There's a lot of prayer going up over these issues that you think need divine intervention. So tell me, why do you think God hasn't intervened already? If he hasn't, what are you doing wrong, man? And why do you think praying at this school board meeting, but that's going to be the prayer that he'll listen to? That's going to be the one where he'll say, yes, finally, they prayed at school. I can intervene. How does this work in your head? Christians, because Frank isn't going to answer. Christians, how does this work? What does this mean? Is this something you believe in? This, you know, maybe you haven't heard anyone spool it out quite this way. What does this even mean? Non-Christians, does this make any sense to you? When you were Christians, did this make any sense? Someone, hit me with some theology that makes sense of this request. He goes on, I just think with some of the issues that we have, he said, it would be very helpful. Yeah, he says, so he's got some issues where divine intervention would be very helpful. He believes in a God and is praying to a God every day who apparently is not intervening. Come on, God. With some board members, while some board members agreed with the suggestion, others dissented. It was the school board's student representative in particular who disagreed with the proposal. Yeah, because there are students at this meeting, as there always are. I don't think that religion should be brought up in school at all, said this student, whose name I'm not going to. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to butcher it. Let's see. Yoshimi Garcia. I think I got it. Yoshimi, beautiful name, by the way. Who described herself as an atheist and argued such invocations would be disrespectful to those who hold different religious beliefs. I don't think that should happen. Noah Dempsey, another student representative, added, I would tend to agree. I think that should be something that's excluded. I mean, there's already enough controversy when it comes to saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Why bring more controversy into something that doesn't need it? Okay. And then the atheist group, of course, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, they got involved, sent a nasty gram saying, yeah, don't do it. It's illegal. It's been illegal. That decision has been upheld many, many times. Just don't. So we'll skip over that. I thought there was something else in here I wanted to pick up. Yeah, okay, so in this article it mentions, you remember that football coach who sued to hold a prayer meeting in the middle of the football field at a ball game? And he won? Because our Supreme Court. But he had already moved on and he came back to coach one game so he could do it again, and then he left again. So, remember that guy? So, here's how he won. He didn't win because we ruled that prayer in school is fine. He won because of a lie. You may not recognize this. He, basically, his case was, oh, no, I'm not holding a prayer meeting. I'm not calling students to pray. I, as an individual, am just praying in the middle of the football field where I happen to be. That's literally the kind of lie that went through. But Christians, they don't give a damn about the truth. What are we looking at here? Truth. The way, the truth, and the nah. Screw that. Whatever it takes to get prayer in school, you know, so that God can take care of these issues and intervene where he should be but is not. So anyway, they bring that up. So you can read this article. There's not much else going on in here. All right. So I'm going to insert the audio here, but I want to tell you a little bit about what you're going to hear from the audio. You're going to hear a board member, a crazy fundy Christian, say in the meeting, yeah, I'm just going to propose it here. I think we should have prayer in here. Illegal, but okay. So he's going to propose that. He's going to go on and he even says, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be glad to do it. You know, he's going to take the hit for Jesus here. He's going to step right up and be the representative. So he volunteers himself to be the one leading the prayers because of course he's worthy. And then eventually a student kind of mousily speaks up and says, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. And then that student gets voiced down a little bit. And another student says, look, I agree. I don't think this is a good idea. A couple of students. That was it. You remember the headline? Students up in arms. No students are up in arms. You can hear it. We have video of the meeting. You're going to hear it. So, again, just Christians lying about a situation because they know that you're not going to read the damn story. What do Christians care about? You know, facts. TLDR, man. Jesus wept. That's my kind of reading. Two words. We're out of here. All right. So, yeah, that's what you're going to get. And also in the meeting, he says, a student, as the conversation goes, suggests, well, for this kind of thing to work, you would also have to allow people from other religions to pray. Muslims, for instance, and so forth. She named a few. And the guy who's trying to illegally insert prayer into school board meetings says, sure. You know, I have no problem with that. That's fine. I'm fine with that. You know, I think that prayer is the thing that we ought to be doing here because I'm a man of faith, he says in the recording. Man of faith. Like that qualifies you for anything. Your faith does not grant you the right to do illegal things, sir. Of course, unless you have the kind of faith that leads you not to give a damn about the law. Of course. But there are a lot of people of faith. And so he's saying, sure, yeah, they could do it. Now, student representative did not add, and she should have, was the Satanic Temple. You know, someone might want to say a prayer from the Satanic Temple, or atheists even. And we know for a fact that he's not up for this. In fact, he's not up for Muslims praying. He's not up for anyone except Christians praying. And let's be clear, he's only up for a certain kind of Christian. You know, the moment a Mormon walks in or a Jehovah's Witness walks in to do some praying, that's not going to be a prayer. And so what they will do, they would probably allow it and then come and then pray a Christian prayer on top of that, which is what happens all the time in public meetings where this sort of thing happens. I had a story about that, in fact, and I just chose not to do it because it's every day. It's every other day. So that's another one that didn't make the cut. But his profession that he would allow others to pray. It, well, first of all, as if it were him to allow anything, is bogus. It's ridiculous. It's theologically unsound, and it's also just blatantly untrue. It's a lie. Because whenever these things happen, most of the time, what happens is you just get a bunch of Christians allowed to pray, and no one else prays. It's just Christians. This is a Christian-only privilege. And so you say that, yeah, other people can pray, and then every now and then you do it when their furf comes knocking and says they're going to sue you, and so you let someone else pray, and then you send someone else to pray on top of that prayer so that you can cancel out that other prayer. But no, they have absolutely no intention to allow anyone to pray. But the reason we know that A, he's either theologically a moron, or he's a liar, possibly both. I'm going for both. Is because of the reasons for the prayer. Remember, he is specifically calling for divine intervention. And when he says divine, he means God, his God. Jesus. Jesus God. Baby Jesus God. That's who he's talking about. He's not just talking about any old divine being. He's talking about God. He wants divine intervention. And he's the kind of guy here, I am fully on conjecture here. I have no proof of this at all. But I'm willing to bet that he's the kind of guy who does not believe that the Muslim God is actually God. I'm just going out on a limb here. And so when he says, yeah, Muslims, they're free to play, right? Then what are you saying? That you are okay with praying to a false god for intervention? Is that what you're saying? And let's just throw in some Hindu gods, which were also not mentioned, I don't think. Are you saying that you are really okay invoking the elephant milk god Ganesh to intervene? Is that the divine intervention that you want? What about other divine beings like jinns and, you know, maybe demons? They're kind of divine beings. You want them to intervene? You really want people who represent faiths with other gods to come and ask those other gods to intervene for you because you are a Christian man of faith? Do you see the problem here, folks? It doesn't work, can't work. He is either theologically a moron, which I think he probably is. And in fact, his calling for prayer and saying, yeah, anyone who worships any old god can call for divine intervention, he's a heretic at that point. So you faithful Christians, you should be canceling this guy because he's a fucking heretic. Or, as well, you know, he's just lying. He's just lying to try to get this through. All right. I've gone long enough. We're going to insert the audio in here. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it'll just be for the part that's this conversation.
Right. Just something I was going to bring up, because we don't get to, all the board members don't get to talk except for here. Just a suggestion that maybe during our meetings that we would open in prayer, like after the pledge. And, you know, I'd be willing to lead it. And I just think there's a lot of things, a lot of issues that we as a school district, a community even, you know, we could use some divine intervention. Mm-hmm. So just a thought. And like I said, I would be willing to lead it. So,
okay. Well, I think that's a great idea.
Well, I want to try maybe to lead a prayer too. Can we rotate?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Absolutely. Yes, I've even had some pastors that have actually said, hey, I'd love to come and do that. So,
yeah. I'd like to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah, but absolutely. I won't go. My great grandmother always, like, there was like a prayer. Then there's like three verses for sure. And then the Lord's Prayer. And then some more. So perhaps, you know, maybe not like grammar.
Bless her. I think, Yoshimi, do you have a question?
I don't think that religion should be brought up in school. No, I don't think that should happen. I personally am atheist, and I don't think that should happen. So I think that there are a lot of people with different religions, and I think that'd be disrespectful.
I would tend to agree. I think that that should be something that's excluded. I mean, there's already enough controversy when it comes to saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Why bring more controversy into something that doesn't need it? That'd be my 2 cents on that. And I would say that if that was a decision you would want to make, that you would also need to consider bringing in those who'd be willing to say a Muslim prayer, a Buddhist prayer, a Catholic prayer, any or all of the above, for inclusivity.
And I think that is part of the freedom that we have, that people who wanted to say Muslim prayer should be able to do that. And I did look in the WASDA book and look through the pages, and it did talk about that. And I think as a country and as with our constitution, we have the freedom. We do have the freedom to do that. So I don't know. It's up to you guys. Like I said, I mean, if someone wanted to come and do a prayer, Muslim prayer, that would be fine. I just think there's things that we need to. I'm a man of faith, so I believe in divine intervention. I think with some of the issues that we have, I think it would be very helpful.
I agree.
Yeah, I do too, Frank. Thank you for bringing that up.
You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. And send me an email. It's been a while. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.